We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobomka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck,
Hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Got some AFC East football tonight. Dolphins leave for Seattle tomorrow. Canes leave for Tampa. Skylar Thompson's season is upon us. Did see this, though. And I know we kind of gave a pep talk yesterday in the 4 o'clock hour. It was me, you, Crowder, just kind of doing a little Dolphins talk, like generic Dolphins talk. And it turned into like a pep talk about, you know, Skylar's been there 3 years. This isn't like someone trying to come in and learn. And Mike McDaniel's got 10 days. But I did see a tweet today from Adam Beasley, Pro Football Network. The Miami Dolphins under Mike McDaniel are 2-9 straight up as road dogs. They don't play well on the road. They are 2-9 as road underdogs. They are underdogs Sunday in Seattle. And that doesn't have anything to do with Skylar, Tyler, or Tua. That's got to do with what the team is and how the coach is getting them prepared. So that's a little worrying because, again, you know, he had Rob Pizzola on yesterday. He said, I'm not a trends guy. I'm not a trends guy either because it doesn't make sense. If you have a new team, to talk about trends that happened a year before, 2 years before. But this is a pretty similar team. And so to me, this trend, it jumps out a little bit. They are 2-9 straight up as road underdogs. Now, they've been favorites on the road before and probably handled their business. I'd have to go back and look. But that who would they be favorites over?
Just bad thinking. Teams. Right. Last year, Washington, New England.
Bad teams.
Right.
Bad teams. And they're very good against bad teams. We know that. That's actually the knock on them. They're very good against bad teams. But if you're a road dog, that means ostensibly you're playing a better team than you or an equal team. But because you're on the road, they're giving them 3 points. But this is a 4.5 point dog. So that particular trend worries me a little bit.
Do you have the actual record there, like who they've beaten? Because I just looked it up very quickly, just glancing at the schedules in the Mike McDaniel era, and there's two victories where I believe they would have been road dogs and still won. At Baltimore his first year, that's the Tua comeback. Remember, they're down, I think it was 28-7 at halftime, something like that.
Right, yeah, they definitely would have been road dogs. Yeah,
they were road dogs definitely. That game, for sure. That's probably one of the best games we've ever seen Tua Tagovailoa play in. And then at Detroit that same season, they won 31-27. I believe they were road dogs in that game also. But when you look at their schedule, Hawk, like even last year, their road games where they would have been road dogs at Philadelphia, remember that was a primetime game, Sunday Night Football. They were technically a road team at Kansas City, even though it was in Germany last year, at Kansas City on the road.
Playoffs, they were a road team. I'm assuming it counts playoffs.
For sure. And then even that first McDaniel year, they played at San Francisco, at L.A. in back-to-back weeks. I would imagine there were road dogs in both of those games. They lost both of those games. Those are tough road games to have to go to San Francisco, spend the week in California, have to play L.A. as well. So it's not like they've had easy road games.
Well, again, when you're a road dog, that means the team you're playing is better than you. I'm just saying, if you look at the trends, like that's the knock on them, is that they have a tough time beating teams that are better than them.
Right.
And so that's, you know, if you want to raise a red flag about Sunday, it's not necessarily about Skylar Thompson. It's more about this trend of when they play a better team and a better team on the road, they don't have much success.
Yeah.
We'll see what Sunday bears out.
And that's kind of been like our knock on them, right? I mean, that's been an inarguable fact.
I mean, even at home, right? If they play a really good team, even at home,
correct,
they have a tough time. But now make it a good team. And again, Seattle's not a great team, but they're a good team.
Yeah.
And they're on the road. The trends tell you that the Dolphins in the Mike McDaniel era are 2-9 straight up as road dogs. Just something to keep an eye on as you try to take in all the information about the upcoming game on Sunday. Crowder, you know he owns some Airbnbs, and he texted us like a cryptic, hey, we've got some legal stuff at one of the Airbnbs. I don't know if Crowder is like legal fire department where he, you know, slid down the pole and hustles over to the Airbnb. I mean, you know my take on Airbnbs anyway. I don't know why people use them, but regardless, I don't want to ruin anyone's hustle. But I don't know if he's going to be here or not. My guess is no, because generally in the past, if you want to play trends, mm-hmm. when we get a cryptic message from Crowder that says got a thing going on with a thing or whatever, that's generally him saying, yeah, I'm not going to be there today.
Yeah. Like the Dolphins, right? They go on the road against a better team. They're probably going to disappoint you. And Crowder tells you, I'll be late. He's probably going to disappoint us.
Right. And then went out of his way to say he's definitely going to be on tomorrow. So that's almost couching the dealing with legal issues. F. Lee Bailey.
Listen, I'll take 4 or 5 for Crowder this week. I'll take that.
Yeah. He hasn't even signed on late.
That's a good point by you.
Been a good week for him.
Yeah.
Anywho, we have a lot of stuff to get to. Gino Toretta joins us on Thursdays. Today will be no different. Don Bailey Jr. joins us on Thursdays. Today will be no different. We'll give him some lines to work into the game Saturday night in Tampa. He did very well last week. Keeping it easy for him. We're keeping the playbook easy right now.
Yeah.
We muddied it up too much week two. Keeping the playbook easy. So we'll start today's show with headlines. Headlines with Alejandro Solana. Brought to you by Durell Volkswagen. At Durell Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durell Volkswagen.
I'm really interested to know how Gino feels about this Canes game on Saturday, Hawk, because all week you've been saying if there was a game in the past, this is the one, right? And
this
I wonder,
the one.
Gino has been as high on this team as anybody since prior to the season starting. Like he told us, man, Cam Ward, saw him in practice. He's the real deal. He's legit. And all of us were, you know, a little afraid to hop on the bandwagon until we saw it against Florida. I wonder, like, does he feel this could be, I don't know, would this be considered a trap game?
I don't know. I don't know if it's technically a trap game. It's just very difficult, as easy as anyone's schedule is, it's very difficult to just go through a season without hiccups. They literally have not had a hiccup in the first three games. They handled Florida in Gainesville. There was never a doubt about that game. FAMU, same thing. Last week, Ball State, maybe a slow start, but they still covered -24.5 in the first half. Like, there has not been a hiccup. Tough to do that for an entire season.
Well, that game will be Saturday, course, you can listen to it right here on 560 WQAM, and it's going to be on ESPN, right? We decided that yesterday. It'll be on ESPN.
Yes, it's on ESPN.
Indeed.
All right.
Look at that. Crowder texting. I'll be there by 3.
Wow.
How about that?
Showed us.
Take the Dolphins plus the points on Sunday.
All right, so let me get the local stuff out of the way here, Hawk. The Marlins did lose yesterday. They had the Dodgers. Game 2 of that series, they lost. So they've split the first two. They're going to play an afternoon game today at Lone Depot Park. That'll be a 4:40 start time for the Fish.
All right.
Do you see
the last chance for Shohei to hit 2 dongs and steal 2 bags?
Yes, sir. Did you see this story, Hawk? It's gaining some traction on social media. There's an outlet. It's called Fish on First, and they're pretty popular on social media. They cover the Marlins, and one of their reporters, his name is Isaac, and I apologize if I botch his last name, Azout or Azout. He's on social media. He's a beat writer and editor for Fish on First, and according to his bio, he also does some freelancing for the Miami Herald. And he tweeted out regarding the Marlins. Per multiple sources, Marlins first-round pick P.J. Morlando suffered his season-ending injury. We had talked about this like a month back. In a weightlifting competition. And he adds that team officials organized the competition during a rain delay on August 2nd, which was supposed to be his first professional game, his first appearance as a big leaguer. And
good plans go bad.
We're just finding out now why he's out for the season. Again, I don't know how legit this is. Truthfully, I'm not 100% sure. But either way, that is the most Marlins story you have ever heard of all the That's So Marlins things. That's up there 100% with having a rain delay after you open up a ballpark with a roof. Of all the things we could go down the list of That's So Marlins, this is up there in my book.
Somebody texts in, Shohei only needs 1 bag, and he's got 49 right now. I may be right, I may be wrong. You can't listen to these texters all the time.
Speaking of which, Inter Miami, they got a point yesterday versus Atlanta United, a 2-2 draw. Messi played. He didn't start, but he ended up playing for the most part the entire second half. Him and Suarez subbed on, and they came out with a point, so they're still in the lead with the supporter shield.
Somebody texts in. This is a good idea. Does Crowder leave a bottle of Crowder powder at the Airbnb for the guests? He absolutely should.
Should.
Told you, my most recent Airbnb experience was really a Vrbo, but it was on the Jersey Shore. I mean, these people couldn't have cared less that we were there. They got their money. I didn't put ice in the ice tray. What are we doing here? Give me a hotel any day of the week.
I'm with you on the Airbnb thing or the Vrbo thing, but I am staying at an Airbnb. I'm going on a bachelor party next week. My best friend's getting married. We're going on his bachelor party. And we rented an Airbnb. We're going to Asheville, North Carolina.
Is it ankle?
This is not ankle, no. Or encore.
Right.
We're going on a bachelor party, and we're staying at an Airbnb. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a little nervous about it. Like all these horror stories you're reading about Airbnb now, I'm a little nervous.
I just love a hotel.
Yeah.
Anything goes wrong, I call the front desk. Yeah, hello? Can you bring me up a Twix? Sure.
Couple NFL practice notes. Jets Patriots tonight, Thursday night football. I believe that game's right here on WQAM. You can listen to Westwood One coverage on our station. Couple NFL practice notes. Jordan Love was in pads today at practice. This is courtesy of Ian Rappaport, by the way.
How about for the Dolphins? Teron Armstead practiced today.
He did.
That's big news.
It is. McDaniel said he's a game time, or he's day to day. So it shouldn't be that big of a surprise.
Well, nice to see him out there practicing.
Yeah. I'm sure Skyler's very happy about that.
Dolphins stay at an Airbnb? Damn it.
A-B-N-B?
Yeah, A-B-N-B. ABC? Always be closing.
I traveled with the team a pair of years. I don't ever recall having to fill up my own ice tray, Hawk.
All right. Just don't get it. Like, could you imagine checking into a hotel and they go, here's what's really important. Make sure you take the garbage out to the curb on Tuesday. What? What? And it's not even like they're cheaper than hotels nowadays. You know, when it first started, it was like, oh, use my house, $50. And it was like, oh, okay, cool. I get it. Now it's, I told you on the Jersey Shore, $800 a night.
Crazy, man.
$800 a bleep a night. Then $200 for cleanup at the end. And I mean, it was crazy.
Stress-free traveling. By the way, you can only check in between 11:57 a.m.
Right.
and 12:02 p.m. There will be a lockbox if you miss the time.
Maybe the lockbox will work. Maybe it won't. Oh, it's crazy. Check into a hotel. You know, you stay at a nice enough place, they'll bring you sparkling water during check-in.
Now the hotels are getting cutesy. They're doing that, like the flavored water. So it's just like a tub of water, and they put like the lemon inside. Or
I don't like that.
They get cutesy with the orange slices.
I don't mind if it's citrusy. When they do the cucumber water,
right?
I check out.
Mm-hmm. Good call. Just give me water.
Right. I don't remember ever asking in my life for cucumber water.
Justin Herbert not spotted. Damn. Not spotted doing drills.
Added.
At practice today. I see Gino Toretta connected. He's laughing. Go to hell, Gino. Damn you, man.
Go ahead. Bring Gino on for a second here. Gino, you are live on the air.
He's not spatted. That means he didn't have his ankles taped. Thanks, Dr. Solana.
Gino says that on Twitter, we're going to talk about the old 96er today. What movie was that? Was that Summer Rental?
No, John Candy. Oh, God.
Isn't that Summer Rental?
No, it was a different name. I can't even think of the name. God, that's how old I am. I can think of the movie and he's not done. There's nothing left there. But
sure,
fat
it's not.
And
I'm looking it up.
It was something. Was it something vacation?
The Great Outdoors.
Great Outdoors, sir. He's not done. There's nothing left there but fat and gristle. Throw in a couple Happy Meals and some extra T-shirts for the kids, and he goes to town.
All right, get rid of Gino.
All right.
We'll talk to you in 5 minutes.
Gino, practice on your syntax because you make one mistake. Oh, I'm jumping all over you, brother. All right, yeah. So also T. Higgins, he has missed the first two games for the Bengals. He was back at practice today. So just a couple NFL notes since you got to set your lineups for tonight. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com, free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Bit rainy here in Miami. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s. That is your weather. One more note, Hawk. One more note. Barry Jackson has just quote tweeted the report from Isaac Azout of Fish on First, and he writes, "This is accurate and unfortunate."
All right. Well, no one is on this story like Alejandro Solana. We've got team coverage. I've never heard of being reported on by someone I've never heard of about a team I haven't paid attention to.
I got you covered.
Continue our team coverage all afternoon. We do have Motley Crue tickets to give away once again. Motley Crue, Hard Rock Live, 1 week from tonight. We will give away a pair of tickets sometime before 6 o'clock. Gino Toretta is going to join us. We'll talk some Canes and football and concussions and old 96ers and anything that anybody wants to talk about in the next segment with Gino.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah, how much for one rib?
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, before we talk with Gino Toretta, Heisman Trophy winner. Reminder, if you're looking for some Canes merchandise or Dolphins merchandise, you check out Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to La Spada's, or check out all the gear online at caneswear.com. Gino Toretta is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, legendary Miami Hurricane. They celebrated one of his teams last week. Heisman Trophy winner, grill master extraordinaire. He joins us on Thursdays, every Thursday. Gino is the new ambassador for Evening's Delight. That's South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen and grilling and tailgate needs. Got a full line of grills, smokers, charcoal, pellets, fuel, the big green eggs, right? Evening's Delight is South Florida's source.
Whatever, however you want to cook it.
Big green egg grills and the accessories and the seasonings and the sauces and everything. So Gino Toretta, Evening's Delight, by the way, has two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. And Gino is headed to the great state of Louisiana for UCLA-LSU Saturday, which you can hear on Touchdown Radio. Where are you going in New Orleans?
Well, so they have made a nice thing. So, you know, New Orleans is only about an hour away, so I can get there direct on American. So I prefer to avoid Delta and the Atlanta or Charlotte layover. So I go on direct into there. They now have a Cafe Du Monde in the airport.
Oh, a little beignet action?
New Orleans, immediate beignets. And then I think I'm going to have to go down to the grocery in New Orleans and get some muffalettas just for the drive into Baton Rouge. It's not very long, but I'm close, and man needs his nourishment.
Man needs his nourishment. We'll talk about all this stuff, including nourishment, but I want to talk about the Canes first because they're headed to Tampa, and it's a primetime battle with USF. Should this game strike any fear into Hurricanes fans? Because this seems like one of those games that's gone south in the past. And I think we all saw USF kind of hang with Alabama earlier this season. Alabama ended up winning by a wide margin, but they were hanging with them in the fourth quarter. And I wonder if this is one. I said to Solana, they have literally gone through three games without a hiccup, without a hitch. That's really tough to do in any football schedule, no matter how easy the schedule is. So there should there be some warning flags about Saturday?
Well, listen, when we talked last week, since I'm Jimmy the Greek, the great prognosticator, I told you to give up three touchdowns and take Georgia, and Kentucky won't score a point. And Georgia barely won. I think it was 16-14 at the final. And really, Kentucky gave him 3 points. So Kentucky should have won. So I think that's all you need in college football to realize that if you're not focused every single week, yes, you can get beat. I mean, South Florida has a talent. They have the coaching staff. You know, Van Dyke is coaching there. Kevin Patrick, one of my old teammates, is our D-line coach. You can bet that they're going to be ready to play. And I think that if you go into any game complacent that you're just going to walk in there and get a W, it doesn't happen anymore in college football. I think you have to be focused, and you can bet that USF is going to, you know, same thing with anytime people play Miami, you use this as a game, you get your guys fired up, and they'll be more fired up for this one than any other.
Who's that on, the players or Mario? Like, who's it on all week to be preaching you can't be complacent, and no matter how great the first three games have gone, that's not how it's going to go?
Well, I think it's on the coaches from the standpoint of the coaches can see how a team's practicing from the start, from Sunday to Monday, and how they're preparing, where you can see whether they need a kick in the pants during the week, whether they need a wake-up call. But I think that, you know, with the proliferation of everything's on TV and we can watch it and we can see scares of top teams. I mean, Northern Illinois, hell, went into Notre Dame and beat Notre Dame this season. So you can see it. Players see it. So I think they realize that. But, you know, it's very hard to go through a season and have the kind of energy and performance where every single week you're on your top notch. It's almost like you want to try to be there, and you hope that, you know what, if you don't have your best stuff, kind of like a pitcher, if you don't have your best stuff, how do you get out of there with a win? So I think it's on the coaches to basically, you know, make sure these guys are preparing during the week and they're ready, and then hopefully they got their A game when they lace them up on Saturday and play.
Has there been a hitch for the Hurricanes in 3 weeks? If you're a consultant on the staff, if you're a consultant and they say, Gino, can you make a list for us of things that need to be worked on or things we need to address? Could you make one even?
You know, I think there's always things to clean up. I mean, I think that, you know, we don't probably see the intricacies of what the plays are called, like offensively. You know, I know came through picking against Florida, but he bounced right back and really didn't let him phase him. And I think that was a big, you know, big step in our offense, because it seemed like last year when, you know, guys, the quarterback Van Dyke and others would make a mistake, it was almost like the team would be like, you know, kind of, oh no, here it comes again, you know, and I think that he righted the ship and, you know, went from there. I think the offensive line is obviously they a huge wall. It seems like Cam has a tremendous amount of time to sit in the pocket. The running backs have been doing well. You got, you know, the wideouts. Everybody has been clicking. But, you know, listen, let's be honest. You know, Ball State isn't the Indianapolis Colts we're playing or the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, you know, you got to look at the opponent as well. And what I like, though, is they stayed focused. They went out there and did what they're supposed to do instead of maybe kind of sleepwalking through any part of the game. But this game is going to be a lot harder than Ball State. It might be, to be honest, it might be the best team they've faced so far this season. And that's where, you know, when you prepare, you have to prepare like that. And as you go through this season, if you're undefeated and you keep winning, each one of these games gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's up to the coaches and the players to realize, hey, it's still, you know, 11-on-11 and take it down a notch. But these games, the pressure is going to continue to mount the longer they can stay undefeated.
Let me, Gino Toretta is with us on Thursdays, courtesy of Evening's Delight. Let me segue into NFL because the topic of conversation since last Thursday night, a week ago, Tua and the concussion and his history of head injuries. Did you suffer diagnosed concussions during your career? And I wonder if you ever regret or worry about what you put your body and your head through as a quarterback.
Do I worry? Yes, I worry. Have I had a diagnosed condition? Well, let me put it to you this way. I was speared in the side of the head sliding in a preseason game in 1995 with the 49ers. Diagnosed, I was snoring on a field for 4 minutes. I was out, like speared in the side of the head, head hit. You know, I assume I had some kind of fencing and tense up, but literally the offensive lineman like, dude, you were like snoring on the field for 4 minutes. And this is the crazy thing that I tell people about a brain is they bring me to with smelling salts. I don't remember any of this. I knew the down and distance of the game. I knew the score of the game. They asked me my driver's license number. Now, I would have been 25 at the time. I gave them my driver's license number from California when I was six, when I turned 16 years old, because it was shorter than, you know, Florida one is really long and all these numbers. I go, I don't know my Florida one, but I know my California one is this. And I think it was like, my body was like, yeah, go back out there and play. And then about an hour later, that, you know, they take me off the field, and an hour later, I'm sitting in the locker room, and I'm in the trainers, like sitting on a taping table. And the doctor was kept asking me questions the whole time, I guess. And he asked me the first question I remember. He goes, how did you get to the game? And I remember, like, looking around, and I looked to my left, and I saw my oldest brother, who the game was at Candlestick Park, and my family's all there at the game. And my oldest brother standing there in their locker room. My first thought was, what the hell is he doing in the locker room? And then I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, we're in the pros. Usually you drive your own car to the game, but at the preseason game, sometimes you take a bus to the game. Are we home or are we away? And I literally said to the doctor, I said, Doc, I know I'm bleeped up now. I go, I don't know how I got here. I have no idea. And at that point, they realized I had, I guess, enough memory came back and it clicked. And he goes, okay, you can go take a shower now. Go take a shower. We're sending you to Stanford for brain scans and that. And the after effects of that concussion, asleep on the field for 4 minutes, they wouldn't let me practice the next week. I tried to jog on the Wednesday in between drills and training camp, and my equilibrium was so off, I almost fell over. I had one baseball as a sophomore in high school, and the other one was as my third year in the NFL. So I have had, for sure, diagnosed concussions.
What do you make of the conversation surrounding Tua? That he, I mean, you got speared to the head. That's a, like, you understand that happening. He didn't seem to take very hard a hit, fell in a strange way, but seems to have a propensity for concussions. And I wonder what you make of the entire swirl of conversation about maybe he should hang it up.
Well, I would say this. You have one brain. It really doesn't regenerate itself. It's floating in some fluid. And his brain has hit the skull of his head a few times, and he's been out. I mean, the fencing mechanism is very concerning. And having that concussion, and I know the headaches that I had, and how long that lasted, and I'm still worried about it. I mean, you know, they've proven you can get ALS and things like that, and there's you know, CTE, obviously we see that, and it's not a repetitive injury. That's just a, you know, one time, or at least mine, I had a couple, you know, bad hits. He's had four, I think, in not a short period of time, and you know, I think there's a countdown to when we have, I guess, a neurological deficit, you know. And yeah, am I concerned? Hell yeah, I'm concerned. I mean, I literally sued Workman's Comp, state of California, the 49ers, because I wanted to make sure if something happened to my, you know, to me when I'm older, you know, do I really want my family to have to pay for all the health care that comes with whatever that looks like? And, you know, nobody can say,
someone who's incapacitated.
Yeah, nobody can say what it's going to look like. They can just say, well, listen, this contributed to how you are, you know, down the road. And yeah, it's concerning right now. I mean, listen, I think that the question is, people say, well, Tua wants to take care of his family. Based on his last contract, I'm fairly certain Tua's family is taken care of. And maybe Miami fans don't want to hear this. I mean, my advice would be like Steve Young and Troy Aikman. Both of them walked at an early age after several concussions, because the brain, and they can't tell you, but I've seen people, you know, Raymond Berry and guys that played a long time before I did, and you see the effect of head trauma. And maybe it doesn't affect everybody, but man, do you want to be that one person where it does affect, and you're just like,
the question though is, can you put yourself back at his age and have everything still in front of you and make that kind of decision? Because most young people can't.
You know, can you? Listen, I would say you can. And I think a lot of it, like for most of us in our daily lives, is being able to provide financially for our families. I don't think that's a question. So what's the you know, yeah, do I want to win a Super Bowl and quarterback a team to a Super Bowl? Sure. But, you know, I don't know. I would have a pretty strong argument from not playing. But, you know, listen, it's his decision. And, you know, the doctors can't tell him, hey, if you continue and get another one, it's guaranteed you're going to have this. But, man, the risk increases every time this happens. And that's what me personally would not want for myself, and nor would I want it for anybody I cared about or that.
It was very heavy, and I want to lighten things up. Yesterday was National Cheeseburger Day. Let's move on, as Brian Gumbel would say on Real Sports. Moving on. Yesterday was National Cheeseburger Day, and you're brought to us by Evening's Delight every week. We know that you're a big grill master.
Yep.
What's the proper cheese to put on a cheeseburger?
I thought you were going to say, give me your favorite burger you would like to make. And my favorite burger I would make would have melted blue cheese on it.
Really?
Yes.
We heard that yesterday from, was it Zach Gelb, Solano?
So I would have melted blue cheese. Now, I am a big fan of the sharp cheddar. I go sharp cheddar. I don't go American. American is kind of too flat.
Bland.
I think the white cheeses like the provolone and that are great on Italian sausage sandwiches and burgers. But on the burger, I go heavy cheddar or I go blue cheese and that. So it kind of depends. But I don't just do a plain burger. Like, I want some roasted garlic in the meat. I want some chopped rosemary, salt and pepper. You know, you got to season up the meat besides the blue cheese. But I prefer a
melted. What grill do you use to cook the grill of cheese?
So that is not going to be a reverse sear. That's not going to be a smoker.
Gotcha. How do you cook it? How do you cook your burger?
Straight on the gas grill. But I listen. What I've
medium
got,
rare, medium well.
No, it's ground meat. I don't want trichinosis or whatever, mad cow or whatever that stuff is. No, it's ground meat. It's got to get to 150 inside.
What does that mean? Medium?
More medium. I mean, barely pink in the center. Yes, I want to make sure that it is cooked through and I'm not rushing to the bathroom after.
Fair. That's a fair parameter.
I'm not a medium rare burger guy. I could go medium rare on a steak, not a medium rare burger guy.
Yeah, I like medium or medium well, even on a steak.
Yes.
What do you put on your burger? Because I hear the blue cheese and you got the rosemary and the garlic, all that stuff. Ketchup, barbecue sauce.
So if I'm with blue cheese, I have arugula tossed in olive oil, salt and pepper, and that's my topping. I don't put any ketchup or mustard on it.
Now, what if you're at a barbecue? Nobody wants all this
cheddar?
Nonsense. You're at a barbecue. People are over to watch a football game, and you go, hey, I'm going to grill up some cheeseburgers. You're not going to start with all this nonsense. So what do you, like,
it's
give
not
me
nonsense.
A
just, hey, just because I'm trying to take your food level up a notch to a different class, okay?
If we're going cheddar,
I want a raw onion sliced, a whole slice.
Bingo.
And I want a whole tomato slice, and I got to have some lettuce of some type, like a romaine is usually the best, and then I go ketchup and mustard, and then that's it.
Interesting. No barbecue sauce. Ketchup over barbecue sauce.
Who puts barbecue sauce on a burger? Nobody puts barbecue sauce on a burger.
Sure, there's barbecue burgers all the time. I think we talked yesterday about Flanagan's, now you're going to bring up the barbecue bacon burger.
You're going to bring up the bacon, where you're going to bring up the onion rings.
What's the best barbecue sauce?
Best barbecue sauce. The one I make at home.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
I usually go KC, some kind of
KC Masterpiece.
That one's okay. I think Whole Foods has got one that's pretty good. Usually the Kansas City. I'm not big into the mustard-based ones in North Carolina. I usually go the seasonings of the Kansas City rubs and things like that. So,
you know, Gino is from California, Solana. You've heard my take on this before. He's a big Trader Joe's guy because TJ's. Californians love Trader
not,
Joe's.
I am not.
Okay. My wife I thought you were because I don't understand the love affair with that place.
I like it. Here's what I don't like about it. I like it when I go in there and there's the items I like there and I could buy and bring them home and eat. I don't like how they change some of the things that I like and all of a sudden they don't carry them. And I'm like, well, what the heck did I come down here for?
Everything's cookie butter. Yeah, you got to love cookie butter to go into Trader Joe's. You got the cookie butter steak. You got cookie butter soda. Everything's cookie butter in that store.
What are you talking about?
It's the way it appears to me.
Huh? What are you talking about? Their produce is phenomenal, and the chocolate-covered banana slices are, like, off the charts as a dessert.
Nobody likes that. Yeah. Who gets that for dessert?
Huh? What are the other thing I like in there? The spicy pecans. Those are solid in there.
Nah, nobody's getting those.
And you're a $2 Chuck guy though. You go in there and buy Chuck Shaw.
Yeah, I can't tell the difference between a good wine and
a
$2 wine. Can you tell the difference between a good wine and a bad wine?
Yeah, hell yes, I can tell the difference. I mean, you're probably one of those guys. Yeah, you want white or red? I got either one in the box in my fridge. Franzia.
I like a rosé. I like a champagne. You remember a can of champagne?
You're drinking Aperol Spritz. I know your taste.
That is true. That's my drink. Gino Toretta, he joins us every Thursday, courtesy of Evening's Delight. That is South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen and grilling and tailgate needs. They have two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. Evening's Delight is South Florida's source for big green egg grills, accessories, seasoning, sauces, and more. And Gino's been putting out a lot of content with Evening's Delight, so people get a good little view there. Follow Gino on social media or Evening's Delight on
social
media.
Maybe I'll share some recipes, but I'm not going to share recipes with you because you won't ever make the things.
I mean, you know, if I'm having a cheeseburger, I want a cheeseburger. I don't want rosemary, garlic, and thyme. I want some cheddar cheese.
You don't know how to do it. That's what I, you know, like.
I got people for that.
You try to. You hire people for that.
Well, my wife.
Well, hey, apparently Channing didn't hire people to take care of this stuff, so that's why he's not here today.
We'll see you, Gino. Safe travels up to Louisiana.
Appreciate it.
There you go. Gino Toretta joins us every Thursday.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my
baby back ribs.
Hawk and Crowder.